¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
He goes to the convention. We'll get the latest on that. And also Larry Kudlow will join us. It's all straight ahead right now, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Leave some extra time if you're headed from the district to Reagan National Airport today. Metro's next surge is underway.
The airport will be impacted by a closure to the north of the airport, and that's the Crystal City Station.
Blue and yellow line trains will end at Pentagon City, then start up again at the Reagan Airport Station. Airport spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs says roads have gotten a bit more congested around the airport, and she expects it to only get worse.
We also expect some issues with parking as well, and so we're encouraging passengers to make parking reservations on our website at flyreagan.com.
Says their communications campaign will continue.
We have a lot of signage in the airport, as well as announcements on our PA system.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama and former President George W. Bush are among the scheduled speakers today at a memorial service in Dallas to honor the 5 police officers gunned down last week.
The memorial at the Meyerson Symphony Center will give the president and vice president a chance to meet some of the officers who were hurt. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings had invited the president. The visit comes as some officers recover from their injuries.
This tragic incident will not discourage us from continuing the pace of urgency in changing and reforming policing in America.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown says he and his family have received death threats. He says detectives have taken statements from more than 300 witnesses and are looking at 170 hours of video from body cameras. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
You can hear today's Dallas Memorial Service live starting at around 1:30 at WMAL.com. Throughout the Democratic primaries this year, Bernie Sanders has been a frequent and vocal critic of Hillary Clinton as the two fought it out for the Democratic nomination. Now, he's about to change his tune because of a bigger goal, stopping Donald Trump.
Sanders said he'd do whatever he had to in order to stop Trump from winding up in the White House. Well, that day has come. He'll join Clinton here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and endorse the former Secretary of State at her campaign stop. He finally agreed to ask his supporters to vote for Clinton after the Democratic Platform Committee agreed to adopt his positions on several key issues. Steve Kastenbaum in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
As we get closer to the Republican National Convention, one Northern Virginia delegate has now won the right not to vote for Donald Trump.
A Virginia Eastern District Court judge has ruled that Beau Correll cannot be punished if he chooses to vote for someone besides Donald Trump on the convention floor. At least he wouldn't face any state charges. Stephen Farnsworth is a political science professor at the University of Mary Washington.
The Never Trump movement has been looking for some sort of sign of progress around the country, and this is a small victory for the Never Trump movement.
Farnsworth says while Correll can consider it a victory in the Commonwealth, the party's rules will be in effect at the convention. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And coming up on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall, right after this news, we'll speak live to the attorney who represented Beau Correll in that court case. The federal trial of 2 women accused of raising money for the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab has begun, with one of the women admitting she supported the group, but her lawyer says the government can't prove she ever gave money to them. Prosecutors say the women used coded communications to hide their intent. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,227, the NASDAQ at 49.89. Sports, the National League will try tonight to end the American League's 3-game winning streak at the All-Star Game. Nats outfielder Bryce Harper and O's third baseman Manny Machado are among the starters tonight, and Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton wins the home run derby. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway crash slows you in each direction. If you're heading anywhere near 214 Central Avenue, the crash happened on the inner loop side. A lot of activity even on the outer loop side in the median. You can see it. So that's what's causing these delays. Again, each way, Beltway near 214 Central Avenue. In on 50, that's been an easy trip so far through Annapolis and Bowie. It's once you get inside the Beltway past 410. I'm seeing those delays extending onto New York Avenue, 295 down past East Capitol Street, over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Earlier crash in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, that has been cleared. 395. We've had delays most of the morning here from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, now just broken up a bit by the crash at King Street where they're trying to get to the shoulder. Oh, better news on the Beltway, Virginia Annandale completely gone is the earlier crash near 236 Little River Turnpike. So once you get by there, much better heading up toward 50 and 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should have another relatively dry and warm day today. Seasonable temperatures in the upper 80s and just a pop-off shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Rain not widespread. Tonight, 72. Late-day thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Leesburg, 68 in Silver Spring, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. An international tribunal rules in favor of the Philippines in a dispute with China over who controls the South China Sea. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:35 this morning. Our good friend Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor returns back to his chair tomorrow. Will it be the first time in some time we've both been back in the same room together for it seems like weeks. But anyway, he'll be back tomorrow. Filling in today, Jesse Jane Duff. Good to have you here, Jesse Jane.
That's me. I'm so excited to be here. You guys got to go on vacation more. I love being here.
No, no.
Just stay on vacation. One of you.
You're too good. Andrew Grossman is a local attorney who represents a guy by the name of Beau Carell. Won a big case yesterday. He's part of this Never Trump movement. He doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump, even though he's a delegate to the RNC. And the rules had said, first ballot, you have to vote for Donald Trump. Well, he took it to court, and he got a big victory yesterday. But just how big is the victory? Andrew Grossman, Beau Carell's attorney, is on the line right now to help us understand. So what is this verdict that you got yesterday? What does it mean?
Well, you've got 20 states out there that have these laws saying that delegates have to vote for primary winners. And the court made clear that those laws simply can't be enforced. Donald Trump has been going around telling delegates that it's illegal for them if they choose to vote their consciences, and that's simply wrong.
All right, so what did the court say?
Well, the court held, drawing on just about four decades worth of precedents in this area, that delegates are free to vote their consciences and that the government can't tell them how to vote. They have a right. They're the people who comprise the party, who go there and choose the leaders, choose the platform, choose the rules, choose all of these things. They can't be punished if they choose to vote their conscience. That's a choice that they get to make.
What was the Republican Party's input on this, the RNC? What did they have to say on this, and where did they stand on it?
Well, interestingly enough, the party was not in the case, but there was a stalking horse group of Trump delegates that joined the case, and they actually opposed this. They filed motions to try and block the relief that the court granted in this case. Their view was that under Virginia law, people should have all the delegates from the state should have to vote for Trump, even though 65% of primary voters in the state voted for somebody else in the primary. Needless to say, they lost.
Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, has weighed in on this. And first of all, I need to get some clarification here. Apparently, the RNC is saying, I don't care what the state does. When you come to the convention, you are still under RNC rules, and the RNC requires that you vote the way, you know, that you've been apportioned in your particular state. So that would mean that regardless of the state victory, which means the state can't fine your guy, that as far as the RNC is concerned, he would have an obligation to still vote for Donald Trump. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, that's not true. Even under the RNC rules, it was something like 17 of the delegates out of 49 from Virginia are bound to vote for Trump. So most of them actually are going to be voting for other candidates, even under the RNC rules. But there's a very big debate going on about what those RNC rules actually require. On the one hand, you've got a lot of delegates who are pushing for a conscience clause that would allow delegates to vote their conscience in every single instance. But at the same time, a lot of historians have looked at the RNC rules and how they developed over the years and how they've been applied for decades and have realized that the RNC rules have always allowed delegates to vote their consciences. There are dozens of examples of that happening over the years. It's just in recent years, there hasn't been much need for it. People have been satisfied with the presumptive nominee, and so there hasn't been this kind of debate.
But you think it could raise its head this time around?
It's almost inevitable. You've got a very large group of Democrats, delegates.
Well, I mean,
people who make up.
See, that's what a lot of people fear here. Actually, to be honest with you, that was a Freudian slip.
Bad.
A lot of people believe that the people who are that's never Trump, are, you know, maybe aren't being true to the party in the best interest of the party. For example, listen to Reince Priebus, the chairman of the party, and how he feels about this movement.
This is it. We have the House. We have the Senate. We need to win the White House. This is our chance to actually govern in this town and change things for the better. And for some people to take a pass, it is it's unfathomable why people would have that attitude.
So when you hear things like that from the chairman of the party, it sounds to me as if his intention is to be pretty firm with that gavel and gavel this kind of movement down.
Well, first of all, Reince Priebus is not the one wielding the gavel. That's going to be Paul Ryan. But in any instance, it's the parliamentarians who decide these things, and the parliamentarians apply the RNC rules. And so what those rules are really does become a serious matter of debate. And like I said, there are people who are pushing for a conscience clause in the rules, and there's a really strong case to be made that the rules already allow that sort of voting. Look, all the delegates to the convention want the Republican nominee to win, but we've got the one person right now who's the presumptive nominee who's been falling behind Hillary Clinton in every single poll that's out there. You've got the worst Democratic candidate in a generation, and the presumptive nominee right now is the one guy who it looks like can't beat her, and is even potentially throwing into question the Republican leadership of the House and potentially the Senate as well. So these are very serious times. I think these are all the people who are behind this Never Trump movement, the delegates who are questioning the choice of Donald Trump, are hardcore Republicans. They're people who want to see the party win. There's just a disagreement about the best way to do that.
Well, D.C.'s got a group of delegates going, and they're not bound to Trump. And they were very curious about, they're bound to Rubio and Kasich, and I don't think Kasich has released his delegates. So they're going to the convention with that, but they wanted to be able to vote their conscience also. I was a part of the meeting and listened to their concerns. But for many people, you know, some of the things you're saying, Republicans obviously disagree on this issue. It's a hot that issue. We don't all see, obviously aren't all looking at the same polls. We see polls where they're neck and neck. We've seen polls where people completely don't trust Hillary Clinton. And many Republicans believe that if the Never Trump people would at least vote for Donald Trump, they could potentially win. Instead, they feel that saying Never Trump is a third term for Obama. What is your thought on that?
Look, the important thing is that the party has got to come together after the convention. There's got to be unity at that point. But I think until that, all options should be open because the Republicans need to have the strongest possible candidate. And if you look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, nobody trusts her. She has this horrible email scandal. There really is a once-in-a-generation opportunity here for a Republican candidate to come in and really build enormous momentum and really broaden the
race. They had that opportunity, though. It's called a primary.
Well, that's certainly right. And there was really a lot of dissension within the primary. There was a lot of chaos. And for what it's worth, Donald Trump didn't win even a majority of voters in the Republican primary. There are a lot of people who have doubts about him as a candidate, and there are a lot of people who have doubts about his conservative principles, which I think it's fair to say, what he's announced as his principles have been all over the place. And that's something that give a lot of ideologically motivated voters pause.
Well, you think it's going to be very interesting and there's going to be an actual battle on the floor and this is going to get ugly. That's sort of your sense of it.
Well, I think going into this, that's going to have to, I think that's very likely because Donald Trump has failed to unify the party. He's had over a month now to try and bring people together to try and assuage their concerns. Right. And he hasn't done any of that. Instead, he's been focusing on Saddam Hussein. He's been focusing on a judge he doesn't like. He's been doing things that have not been helping his poll numbers and that have not been bringing Republicans together.
All right.
And I think that's what's driving this.
Our time is up, but thank you so much for joining us. And we have a question for you. You know, what should happen to these people who say never Trump? Should they be given a voice on the floor of the convention, or should the gavel be very firm about this matter, and they should be hammered down? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now 8:15, time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, the good news on the Beltway, Virginia Annandale crash is gone near the Little River Turnpike. Still slow, but gone. Then we're heavy from near the toll road to the Legion Bridge. The not so good news, Maryland Beltway, we're struggling near 214 Central Avenue, the crash on the inner loop southbound side along the left. So we have a large median. You can see it from the outer loop. So everybody heavy heading through Largo. If you're coming out of New Carrollton, keep alert. Top side of the Beltway from 95 to Georgia Avenue. That's going to be a bit slow. Route 100, I'm seeing delays intensified to merge onto southbound 95 without any incidents reported even off that exit ramp, but watching that carefully. Then heading northbound between 198 and 32, slowing southbound to merge onto the Beltway. 270, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, get a little bit of a gap, and then it's stop and go Gaithersburg in through to Rockville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible today, a high of 88 degrees tonight, partly cloudy, stray shower possible 72. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain, so it's probably going to rain tomorrow. Bring your umbrella. Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the mid-90s. Currently in the nation's capital, still 73 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
All right, so we're taking your calls right now. You just heard Andrew Grossman, who represents a guy who won a case in Virginia. That as far as the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia is concerned, they can't find this guy if he goes rogue on the first ballot.
Right, right.
However, there are those who say that the Republican Party rules, Rule 16 of the RNC, would still require him to vote for Donald Trump. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of fight there is on the floor, how firm the RNC is about gaveling down these people, because really it's the parliamentarian and the man wielding the gavel, who is Paul Ryan, but under the consultation with the chairman of the Republican Party, Reince Priebus. So how do you feel about this Never Trump movement? You are involved in D.C.
Yes, yes.
Republican politics.
And I'm going to this convention. And the fact is that on Monday, it's over. That's when the vote is happening. So I don't see it getting as contentious as some people think. The votes have actually probably already been counted because the delegates have essentially been won by Donald Trump. So the few people that are going to protest, and when I'm talking few, you know, it would take a significant number to withdraw their vote. And one thing that surprised me that he kept saying was that, oh, Donald Trump's focusing on all the wrong things. And I'm thinking, where has this guy been in the last 2 days? All Donald Trump has done is attack Hillary Clinton. All he has done is reinforce that she has had special privileges, that the system is rigged.
Right.
He reinforced it multiple times in the past few days. So I'm very concerned when I hear an anti-Trump person really talking how bad Hillary is. without acknowledging what Donald Trump has done. It's just kind of like, it's not truthful to me.
This is a recipe for disaster if they allow this to happen. And Donald Trump has weighed in on this Never Trump movement.
We're going to beat Hillary, and it would be helpful if the Republicans could help us a little bit, you know. Now you have a couple of guys that were badly defeated, and they're trying to organize maybe like a little bit of a delegate revolt. Who are they going to pick? I've beat everybody.
Yeah, well, he makes a point. So what do you think about this, this movement called the Never Trump Movement that is apparently trying to raise its head on the floor of the convention starting next Monday? How about Kevin Manassas? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane today.
Oh, good morning. First, let me say Donald Trump was not my candidate that I supported. Mm-hmm. But however, I believe the Republicans would be committing political suicide if they allow this to happen. The people voted, and it would further reinforce the idea that the system is rigged. They would basically disenfranchise all of the people who voted for Donald Trump in the primaries. They would further just make people realize that their vote doesn't count. And I believe
exactly.
There would be a tremendous revolt from the Republicans, and Hillary would win.
Exactly. They're sabotaging their own party, and I agree with you 100%. And the fact of the matter is it's not an oligarchy. The mindset that they're disrespecting so many people who have pushed for this, and I'm not surprised it's in the D.C. area that we're seeing this, because many of these people are aware their jobs are on the line.
But you also have people like Jeff and Ashburn who look at this thing completely differently. Hello, Jeff. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane.
Good morning. I think if there's a revolt, yeah, there's some danger the Republicans are going to lose. But I think that if Trump's the nominee, they're going to lose anyways. And he's such a vile person that I think he's going to be a permanent stain on the party.
Yeah, I mean, you really believe that? I mean, do you think that it would be a better option to then let Hillary become the president?
I think Hillary's going to be the president either way. It's just a matter of whether the Republican Party embraces every negative accusation the Democrats have ever made by nominating somebody like Trump.
All right, let me get some more calls in here. Davis in Remington, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane. What do you think, Davis?
Hi, this is John in Remington.
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Hey, I think the RNC and the G and all those committees have been on their butt for the last year, and it's too little, too late to pull a hat trick on this. They need to rally around the potential candidate and support him and try to work with him instead of trying to butt heads with him.
All right. Well, listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It is now 8:22.
Hi, Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. I bet you still think of your home as real estate. Buy, hold, sell, maybe turn a profit way in the future, right? Well, DC, snap out of it, because it's time to join the rent estate revolution now. I'm talking about renting your home with Renter's Warehouse as your property manager. Only rent estate delivers steady cash flow, great tax breaks, and a powerful hedge against inflation. Renter's Warehouse manages thousands of single-family homes. They find quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and they'll professionally manage your home for just $80 a month. No one's better at finding the right tenants at the right price and treating them the right way, especially here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington. Renter's Warehouse advisors are standing by to help you find out what your home could rent for and help you join the rent estate revolution right now. Go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free home rental price analysis or call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Meet George Jetson. Actually, it's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air, who thinks the future ain't what it used to be.
Well, don't you feel a little cheated? I mean, it's the 21st century. Where's my jetpack? Well, fortunately, the heating and air conditioning business puts Snell at the forefront of technology.
Okay, Dave, so where's my talking thermostat?
Trust me, those things are so 5 years ago. These days, we've got really high-tech thermostats and comfort systems. You control them via Wi-Fi or smart devices, you know, while you're on vacation or before you head home from the office.
Ooh, shiny. What else?
Indoor air quality products are huge. Electrostatic air cleaners, ultraviolet air disinfection devices, high-tech humidifiers. Snell has it all. Zoom around our website at snellheatingandair.com for all the details. Or ask the next time one of my stand-up guys lands in your neighborhood.
And remember, when you think futuristic heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
More of your calls straight ahead here in just a moment. It's 8:25, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still quite busy, Maryland Beltway, inner loop at 214 Central Avenue past the exit for the crash, slows in each direction. No accidents to report on the top side of the Beltway, but a solid lineup as you merge off of I-95 to go outer loop over towards Silver Spring, Georgia Avenue. Heavy to get you onto Rockville and the 270 spur, just the volume there. Now for the George Washington Parkway, still seeing that slowdown as you head toward the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge and the inbound Memorial Bridge over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Also slow, 395 from Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge in delays. Now, 66 had the earlier crash eastbound in Manassas that had been cleared to the shoulder. Sounds like we have a new one reported in that same vicinity. And Metrorail, Orange and Silver Lines no longer single tracking at East Falls Church. They had a broken down train, but residual delays. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, we're ever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app, has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get another dry day today for the most part, just a passing shower or storm. Otherwise, warm start and a relatively warm finish. 88, better chance of thunderstorms late Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is 826 on WMAL.
If you believe like I do that the presidency is sacred ground and you want a president that upholds the Constitution, and I don't believe either one of the candidates fulfills that primary kind of objective, then I can't vote for either one of them.
That's Jeb Bush. That's Jeb Bush doing an interview on MSNBC. He can't vote for either one. He's not going to vote for Donald Trump, not going to be supportive of the candidate. We're hearing now talk that there's going to be this Never Trump movement on the floor. Be interesting to see exactly how that is handled as the convention opens on Monday, just a few days from now. So what should happen with this Never Trump movement? We've got this case in Virginia where the guy's been told, you know, you can vote your conscience, even though he's supposed to be a bound delegate.
I mean, I'm just kind of rolling my eyes through this whole thing, people calling Donald Trump vile, but yet they don't feel that Hillary Clinton is overwhelmingly vile. I mean, Donald Trump worked in construction. He has a very earthy presence about himself, unscripted, as most people who are not politicians are. And I think they got to get over it.
Ben in Haymarket, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff. What do you think here?
First, let me say I'm not a Trump guy. I didn't support him in the primary. I didn't vote for him in the primary. But the people of my state voted for him. What is the point of having a primary election if the delegates are not bound to what the people voted for? Why don't we just go to the corrupt superdelegate system like the Democrats?
I have a hard time arguing with that point of view. I think that's right. And I think that, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Exactly.
And that's a problem as we head into the convention, apparently, with some division. It's now 8:28.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, D.C. police have arrested five people who they say fired shots at police early this morning. Officers responded to gunshots in southeast Washington when they arrived. Some people in an SUV began shooting at them. Nobody was hurt, says police spokesman Dustin Sternbeck.
They are still in custody. There were two adult males and three adult females that were inside that SUV. It's important to point out that we do not believe this was a planned or coordinated attack against police. We actually believe they were possibly involved in a crime prior to our arrival.
Sternbeck says the arrest came after about a 30-minute standoff with police. President Obama travels to Dallas today to speak at a memorial service honoring those five police officers there who were murdered in an ambush the other night.
The White House says President Obama is intensely frustrated over the conversation or the inability to have a rational conversation about gun control as he comes here. But of course, this visit is in large part about healing this city. He, of course, will be joined by former President George W. Bush, who will speak at this interfaith event today with the president. Since that attack on Thursday night, much of downtown Dallas has been shut off, kind of closed down, cordoned off as a crime scene. Well, we've learned that some of those roads will reopen today as the city looks for some semblance of normalcy. That interfaith ceremony starts today at 1:30 Eastern.
Correspondent Victor Blackwell, and you can hear today's Dallas Memorial Service live starting at around 1:30 at WMAL.com. The Western Michigan City of St. Joseph is in mourning today after a jail inmate killed two court bailiffs before being fatally shot by other officers. A sheriff says Larry Gordon was apparently trying to escape from the courthouse. The latest phase of Metro's SafeTrack program is underway today and will result in more headaches for Northern Virginia commuters and Reagan National Airport travelers. From now through July 18th, Metro will shut down the blue and yellow lines between the airport and Pentagon City. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,227, the NASDAQ at 49.89. Sports: San Diego hosts baseball's All-Star Game tonight. Bryce Harper will start in right field for the National League. Manny Machado of the Orioles starts at third base for the American League. The starting pitchers, White Sox's Chris Sale versus San Francisco's Johnny Cueto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm here with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, to talk about a new Veterans Administration plan to improve access to health care for area veterans and reduce VA wait times. Now, what can you tell us, Dr. Cook?
Today, too many veterans are waiting to receive health care in the VA system. In May, VA presented an important plan that would improve veteran health care and reduce wait times at VA facilities. The proposal would give veterans direct access to high-quality nurse practitioner care, and the proposal is now open for public comment.
Well, how can we make sure local veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have direct access to nurse practitioners?
Well, I would encourage listeners to submit their public comment to the VA supporting the proposed rule before the July 25th deadline. In a few clicks, you can write the VA at www.veterandeservecare.org and tell them that you support their plan for patient-centered, high-quality nurse practitioner care for our veterans.
Thank you, Dr. Cook. Listeners, that's VeteransDeserveCare.org, sponsored by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Central Avenue. Let's keep that in mind for a couple different problems. First, on the Beltway, on the Interloop past 214 Central Avenue for the crash that was along the left. And I'm looking at delays really intensifying here back near the John Hanson Highway. So extra time for sure you'll need if you're in that stretch of the Beltway. Outer loop through Largo with the rubbernecking delays. Now, inside the Beltway, Central Avenue, after you pass Ritchie Road, we have a crash under police direction, so that's slowing through that stretch. DC 295 getting you there now on the ramp as you come off the 50 to merge onto 295 Kenilworth Avenue with the crash. So we're just not quite done with this rush hour. Jammed each direction to the inbound 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Couple ways reporters reporting accidents before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road, 295 North off the Beltway, heading into town. Now for Virginia, 66 East, our second accident of the morning after Business 234, again confined to the shoulder, but quite slow through that stretch. Metro Rail no longer single tracking orange and silver trains at East Falls Church. Earlier broken down train removed, but residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will stay in check here. Upper 80s today. Hit or miss storm this afternoon. Very warm morning. Partly to mostly cloudy. And then partly cloudy this afternoon. Hit or miss storm early tonight, 72. And then tomorrow we'll have late day thunderstorms come in. Good chance, too. At a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Herndon, 70 in Damascus, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL. Brian Wilson in the house along with Jesse Jane Duff. Larry O'Connor returns tomorrow. Joining us on the line, our good friend Larry Kudlow, senior CNBC contributor, host of the Kudlow Report. The Kudlow Show heard here on Saturdays on WMAL. Larry, good morning to you. I want to stop and I want to sort of back up a little bit. We are in a really strange place in this country right now. We've had these shootings down in Dallas. We've had these shooting of police-involved shootings around the country that have stirred up the Black Lives Matter group. And even here in D.C., we're going to talk about this in a moment, but there were shots fired at D.C. police officers last night. Luckily, nobody was hit or hurt, but it sounds like we're just in a very sort of bad place with race relations in this country right now.
You know, I agree with that. I just think we're in a bad place with respect to mutual respect, the ideas of equality, the difference between right and wrong behavior. In other words, I'm trying to lift this up. There's a whole issue of technical problems with, you know, police relations with the black community and so forth. And we can go into that, but, you know, I on the radio this past Saturday, Brian, I talked about this, and I just wondered what is happening to our values, what is happening to our moral compass, what is happening to our spiritual lives. You know, there's a great piece here in the New York Post this morning. Dallas chief, police chief, quote, "We're asking cops to do too much in this community." And I think that's a very interesting and important point. And I quote you, I'm going to go back a few years, but I knew you were there with me. Martin Luther King, a hero of mine, quote, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character."
Right.
It is one of my favorite quotes of all American history. I'm a great admirer of King. I'd like to see more people talk about more about values, about treating each other with respect, you know, love, compassion, being helpful. I think these are almost lost arts. I think there's a spiritual dimension. I think there's a religious and moral dimension that we're not talking about with respect to race relations and, Brian, with respect to each other, whether we're of the same race or not. We need to be taught. It's a churches, temples, all manner of spiritual leaders should be stepping forward. There's a lot of other issues here, a lot of other issues. Poor, you know, politicians against cops, Black Lives Matter against cops. That's terrible. The thin blue line has to be defended at all costs, in my opinion. Heather McDonald has written some great stuff about the war on cops and how this has damaged public safety, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But there is, Brian, a moral, spiritual dimension, such as Mr. King stated back in the mid and late 1960s. I wish we would talk some more about that.
You know, and that is very profound, Larry. This is Jesse Jane Duff. What I also notice is that the teachers are being asked to do too much, too. They're raising kids. I mean, we're looking at a society that is dependent upon the government to take care of their children on many, many levels. And I'm not talking about people that happen to be on welfare, but your schools, your cops. How do we turn it around? How do we get it so that people are accountable for their own lives?
Well, good points. Look, I just kind of summarize that and argue that we need phenomenal education reform. I fear that in many schools there just is this anti-white cop argument going on, and maybe on the other side, in white schools, there's a fear of blacks and racism and bad relations. The two sides don't appear to be talking to each other. I also fear, again, I was on radio with the great Heather McDonald Saturday, and, you know, one thing we talked about was a favorite subject of mine, and that is the causes and consequences of family breakup. Family breakup. We are not raising kids properly. The culture of marriage has declined.
Right.
These are bad things. These are very bad things.
What about the data that people, we keep hearing data repeated that it's not true about much of the racism with the shootings, maybe with some of the treatment. Brett Hume commented last night on Fox News that the treatment may not be, is something that needs to be improved upon, but the shootings themselves of cops on black men is not statistically accurate, that it is racially motivated. There was a Harvard study of 15 years that was evaluated. Should the data be presented accurately? Because it seems like the president himself was trying to recite data that gives a racial intention without substantiating it with all of the other criteria. What is your thought there?
Well, I think all that is pretty tricky business. Look, I think that any good, decent sociology study will tell you what Rudy Giuliani of others, Bill Braden, have said. You know, the great violence of blacks on blacks is an enormous problem, an enormous problem. The black gangs, an enormous problem. So do I have a ready answer to that? No. But I will say this. I think schooling is important. You know, the police chief of Dallas said, look, The police department can't undertake education reform. It's a very difficult thing. Choice, school choice, and so forth, vouchers. That's a hard thing for the cops to do, but it is something that needs to be done. It is part of this whole story. But I'd like to hear, above all, above the fray, I would like to hear political leaders, I'd like to hear religious leaders, I'd like to hear community leaders talk about what Mr. King said so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We have to teach kids in all the racial communities, black, brown, white, you name it, what is the right way to behave? What is the right way to get along?
Right.
What are the differences between right choices and wrong choices?
Yes.
Thoughtful discussion, Larry Kudlow, and greatly appreciated for you joining us here today. Our time is up. It's now 8:44.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year? Even more if you have pets. It's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best, my friends at Zero Res. Zero Res clean my carpets, leaving them looking brand new, feeling soft, and smelling fresh again. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. Now that it's summertime, consider the fact that your kids and grandkids are more likely to spend time reading, gaming, watching movies, and playing on the floor. That's why it's important to use a green and environmentally friendly carpet cleaning expert like Zero Res. Zero Res's patented empowered water cleaning is free of toxins and able to remove pet exudate stains and odors, dander pollen, dirt, mud, and yes, even my wine spills. Backed by popular demand, at Zero Res's best deal ever. Ask for the WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie. I kept doing that. Jamie Whitten.
Me to work.
I know.
High
I'm
heels.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I don't have the hills on, but I'm going to get them. Let's go to Beltway, 214 Central Avenue. That's where the crash, inner loop side. Still slow near the John Hanson Highway. Outer loop rubbernecking is actually starting to ease a bit, so a little bit better news on that side of the Beltway. DC 295, the mess for this late rush hour. It'll have northbound just off the Beltway to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Have a crash inbound as you head toward M Street. On southbound side, also slows off of 50 to get into town. Suitland Parkway to get across into town toward Nats Stadium. Over the inbound South Capitol Street to get into town, so expect extra delays there as well. About a 35-minute ride, Virginia 395, leaving Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge and the George Washington Parkway. Here we go, trying to get past Slater's Lane and up toward Reagan National Airport. Crash along the way, but continuous slowdown to the inbound 14th Street Bridge, so have patience getting through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A stray thunder shower is possible today, a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, also a stray shower possible, 72. Wednesday, 80% chance of rain, temperatures around 85. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees on WMAL. So we've been talking about, you know, these police and shootings and shooting against police all over the country. Man, there was something that happened in the district last night that was pretty scary. According to police spokesman Dustin Sternbeck, some officers heard gunshots in southeast Washington. And when they arrived in their police cruisers and their marked police cars, there were some people in an SUV that started firing at police, and police started firing back. Here's more from Dustin Sternbeck.
Now, officers did return fire. There were no reported injuries in this incident. However, police did a fantastic job in speaking with the occupants and getting them to safely surrender without further incident.
Yeah, I mean, they talked to them for so like 30 minutes. They didn't want to come out of the SUV. They were surrounded by police. Shots had been exchanged, and yet they were able to talk them down and get them to come out, and there were arrests made.
They are
still in custody. There were two adult males and three adult females that were inside that SUV. It's important to point out that we do not believe this was a planned or coordinated attack against police. We actually believe they were possibly involved in a crime prior to our arrival.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is how scary it is right now. Police don't know right now whether it's just a crime or a crime aimed at them sometimes.
Well, regardless, you're getting shot at. It's a crime. They're going to, they robbed a bank or whether they are just shooting at police officers.
Well, I think we had this situation, I believe it was in Michigan, Missouri yesterday, I think it was. There was a situation where two police officers or two bailiffs were attacked, and we hear all these stories. Police shooting, police shooting, police shooting. Turns out that it was a prisoner who disarmed one of his handlers and used the gun against him. It wasn't one of these, you know, attacks on police officers that we've been so worried about, but it was still
another attack.
Yeah, and the two bailiffs were killed, by the way.
There was something we had talked about earlier, and I know a lot of our listeners have probably fallen off and come and gone, but we got to remember that the effort that's going on by the left is to demonize the police that we have, and that's going to motivate these elections. They're going to show out in droves if they believe that the police are in the error and they'll side with Clinton.
You are right. It is now 8:49 on WMAL.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Want better sleep, better sex, and a better mood? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The secret to all of these things, at least according to one new study, is calorie restriction. Researchers at Pennington Biomedical Research Center recruited more than 200 healthy men and women between the ages of 20 and 50 who were either normal weight or overweight but not obese. Half the participants followed a diet that restricted their calories by 25%. The other half ate whatever they wanted. After 2 years, adults on the calorie-restricted diet reported better moods, less stress, increased sex drive, better sleep. They also lost nearly 17 pounds on average compared to the adults who didn't cut their calories. Now, if you're going to adjust your diet, just make sure of this. Don't cut out the good stuff. Wouldn't want you missing out on any essential nutrients. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Mom! Something's wrong with the TV!
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. That's because timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company you should trust to get out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You'll get to sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and enter my name, Chris Plant.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, the good news, Maryland, on the Beltway, the accident, Interloop 214 Central Avenue, that's been cleared out of the travel lanes. Still jammed through that stretch, but we're seeing some improvement as far as lanes opening. Not so good. We have a heavy rush hour for many around the region trying to get into town. The problem is the crash on 23rd Street near Constitution Avenue with northbound 23rd Street closed. So what this does, everyone coming off of the Memorial Bridge and trying to get around the Memorial Circle cannot get to 23rd Street. So everyone being forced onto Henry Bacon, onto Constitution Avenue. So this slows the GW Parkway heading toward the inbound Memorial Bridge. The 14th Street Bridge, that's been jammed for most of the morning rush hour to get into town. Southeast Southwest Freeway to get into the 3rd Street Tunnel for the crash there. George Washington Parkway commuters, you need extra time still through Old Town to get past Slater's Lane. Looks like we had an incident there, and I'm seeing some bailout traffic over to Route 1 because the GW is so slow. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, you can go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes, activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get another dry day today for the most part. Just a passing shower storm. Otherwise, warm start and a relatively warm finish. 88, better chance of thunderstorms late Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 8:57.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate, sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, tomorrow, Larry O'Connor, Brian Wilson back in the house together. But thank you, Jesse Jane Duff, for sitting in for Larry
today.
I love it. Greatly appreciated.
I bring some class to this place.
Yeah, we'll be back here tomorrow. And Steve Malzberg is in for Chris Plant. Hello, Steve.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.